Chapter 1. Jessica. One of my favorite feelings in the whole world is that moment I step inside a hot shower after having been caught outside in cold, lashing rain. The transformation from clothes soaked to the skin, misery, to soothing warmth is unlike any other. I love the resultant goosebumps and the way my whole body relaxes under the stream of warm water. In that pure, simple moment, all accumulated worries just wash away with the rain. The moment I met Cooper Lawson felt exactly like that hot shower after a very long, cold storm. The day hadn't started out all sunshine and clear skies. It was a little gray outside, and there were definite clouds, but I still hadn't been prepared for the sudden deluge of rain that flooded from the heavens as I was walking along the boardwalk in the seaside city of Hartwell. My eyes darted for the closest available shelter, and I dashed toward it, a closed bar that had an awning. Soaked within seconds, blinded by rain, and irritated by the icky feeling of my clothes sticking to my skin, I wasn't really paying much attention to anything else but getting to the awning. That was why I ran smack into a hard, masculine body. If the man's arms hadn't reached out to catch me, I would have bounced right onto my ass. I pushed my soaked hair out of my eyes and looked up an apology at the person I had so rudely collided with. Warm blue eyes met mine. Blue. Blue eyes. Like the Aegean Sea that surrounded Santorini. I vacationed there a few years back, and the water there was the bluest I'd ever seen. Once I was able to drag my gaze from the startling color of those eyes, I took in the face they were set upon. Rugged. Masculine. My eyes drifted over his broad shoulders, and my head tipped back to take in his face, because the guy was well over 6 feet tall. The hands that were still on my biceps, steadying me, were big, long-fingered, and calloused against my bare skin. Despite the cold, I felt my body flush with the heat of awareness, and I stepped out of the stranger's hold. "Sorry," I said, slicking my wet hair back, grinning apologetically. "That rain came out of nowhere." He gave a brief nod as he pushed his wet, dark hair back from his forehead. The blue flannel shirt he wore over a white t-shirt was soaked through, too, and I suddenly found myself staring at the way the t-shirt clung to his torso. There wasn't an ounce of fat on him. I thought I heard a chortle of laughter, and my eyes flew to his face, startled, and horrified at the thought of being caught ogling. There was no smirk or smile on his lips, however, although there was definitely amusement in those magnificent eyes of his. Without saying a word, he reached out for the door to the quaint building and pushed. The door swung open, and he stepped inside what was an empty and decidedly closed bar. "Oh. Okay for some," I thought, staring glumly out at the way the rain pounded the boardwalk, turning the boards slick and slippery. I wondered how long I'd be stuck there. "You can wait out there if you want. Or not." The deep voice brought my head back around. The blue-eyed, rugged flannel guy was staring at me. I peered past him at the empty bar, unsure if he was allowed to be in there. "Are you sure it's all right?" He merely nodded, not giving me the explanation I sought for why it was all right. I stared back at the rain, and then back into the dry bar. Stay out here shivering in the rain, or step inside an empty bar with a strange man? The stranger noted my indecision, and somehow he managed to laugh at me without moving his mouth. It was the laughter-filled eyes that decided me. I nodded and strode past him. Water dripped onto the hardwood floors, but since there was already a puddle forming around the blue-eyed, rugged flannel guy's feet, I didn't let it bother me too much. His boots squeaked and squished on the floor as he passed me. The momentary flare of heat from his body as he brushed by caused a delicious shiver to ripple down my spine. "Tea? Coffee? Hot cocoa?" he called out without looking back. He was about to disappear through a